Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Thinking about our own mortality often makes us uncomfortable and anxious, yet we can't help but think about it. So where does our unconscious death anxiety come from? Brian Burke, an associate professor of psychology at Fort Lewis College, explains how our thoughts about death can be related to our worldviews.
Would you make a stranger drink more vile hot sauce because you're thinking of death? This question may illuminate key issues facing our world, such as terrorism, prejudice, and why we put up with prolonged labor disputes yet still watch professional sports. That experiment by McGregor in 1998 showed that conservative participants did indeed make a liberal drink more disgusting hot sauce and vice versa, but only when the decision maker was thinking of death rather than pondering an important exam. The reasoning lies in terror management theory, which postulates that humans manage our unconscious death anxiety by exceeding or defending the standards of our cultural worldview. Over 300 empirical studies of terror management theory have been conducted in the past 2 decades since its inception, all sharing the same basic research design. One randomly assigned group is asked to think of death by writing an essay or standing near a cemetery, for example, whereas the other group thinks about going to the dentist or taking an exam instead. 3 recent meta-analyses have shown that death thoughts reliably cause individuals to uphold aspects of their cultural worldview, including their nationality, religion, sports team, and political orientation. Terror management theory explains, for instance, why Americans reacted to the 9/11 terrorist attacks with such great cultural investment, charity, and helping behaviors, as well as such vigorous cultural defense, hate crimes, 2 wars, and U.S. flags flying off the shelves. As Ernest Becker put it in 1973, the idea of death, the fear of it, haunts the human animal like nothing else.
From Fort Lewis College, that was Brian Burke. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.